Okay, so have you ever like seriously sat down and asked yourself, am I ready to be a parent? Like seriously.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big question, right? I mean, it's life-changing in a major way. And I know a lot of people just kind of go with the flow and figure it out as they go, but I think it's worth like actually putting some thought into it beforehand, you know?
Sure, for sure.
So you shared this this really interesting mini personality test from the Spiritual Seek, and I was like, we got it. Deep dive into this. It's not just about like, are you ready or not ready? It's also like, why, like what's driving those feelings? So let's jump into this thing.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so the test throws out a bunch of statements and you're supposed to see how many like really hit home for you, right? The first one is children give meaning to life. And I kind of see this one kind of stopped me in my tracks a little bit. It felt kind of like a big statement, you know, like that's the only way to have a fulfilling life. What were your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, it's definitely a loaded statement, right? Like it's tapping into this whole societal expectation that like having kids is the ultimate purpose of life.
Right.
But like what about people who can't have kids or choose not to? Does that mean their lives are meaningless? I don't think so.
Absolutely not. There are so many ways to find meaning and purpose and make a difference in the world, right?
Totally.
Okay, so next up we've got children are the greatest joy of all. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love kids. They can bring so much joy, but the greatest of all. It just feels like a lot of pressure to put on little humans, you know? And maybe even sets us up for disappointment.
Yeah, I think it's more about like appreciating the unique joy that kids bring rather than trying to compare it to everything else.
Yeah, it's like apples and oranges, really.
Exactly.
Okay, this next one's interesting. Giving life to someone is an act of love. I feel like there's a lot to unpack there.
It's deep, right? Like it's about that primal urge to create and nurture. But I think it also speaks to the immense selflessness and sacrifice that comes with being a parent.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're literally giving a part of yourself to another human being.
Totally. Okay, moving on. I have always dreamed of having children. This one feels more personal, you know, like it's about our own individual hopes and desires.
For sure. It's prompting us to ask, like, where does that desire come from?
Right.
Is it like a deep down yearning, or is it maybe influenced by societal pressures or family expectations or even just like the fear of missing
It's
out?
like we're peeling back the layers of our own psyche here.
Exactly.
Okay, brace yourself for this next one. Those who choose not to have children are selfish. Oof, yeah, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one,
It
Raya.
definitely highlights a bias that's out there, unfortunately.
For sure.
But like choosing not to have kids can be a deeply considered and even selfless decision. It could be about recognizing your own limitations, prioritizing other things in your life, or simply knowing that parenthood isn't the right fit for you.
And like, who are we to judge someone else's path, right? Everyone's got their own
Oh,
journey.
yeah.
Okay, last one. If no one had children, mankind would come to an end. Well, duh. But it feels a bit obvious, doesn't it?
It does kind of state the obvious. Maybe it's meant to evoke a sense of responsibility,
Great.
but it could also be interpreted as like playing on fear or guilt.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so we've gone through all the statements, and the test has you like add up how many really resonated with you, and based on that number, it gives you a sense of like how ready you are for parenthood.
Yeah, and I think the cool thing about this test is it's not about getting a right or wrong answer. It's
Exactly.
about using it as a starting point for self-reflection,
Yeah.
exploring the deeper reasons behind your feelings about parenthood.
Totally. So as you've been listening to all this, what's been standing out to you? What's resonating? What surprised you? And what does it tell you about your own thoughts and feelings about this whole parenthood thing?
You know, it's just really interesting how much like outside pressure and beliefs can influence our thinking on such a personal decision. And I think this test does a good job of encouraging us to like strip away those external layers and really connect with what we truly want for ourselves.
Yeah, it's all about figuring out what a fulfilling life looks like for you, whether that includes kids or not.
Exactly. And there's no one right answer.
Absolutely not. Thanks for diving into this with me.
Of course, it was fun.
Until next time, everybody happy, reflecting.
Bye-bye.
Bye, happy.